Dr. Julie Galthorpe in Studio 97 this morning talking about quit worrying about the stuff that doesn't really matter.
And I'd like to actually start, like, can we start looking at solutions as well, Dr. Julie? Because you have shared earlier that there are strategies for managing worry, but can we go through a few? Maybe that might help us.
Yeah, for sure. So we did talk about a few in terms of shifting what we're worrying about to what's within our control. That's super important. Many people also obsess about worries because they have catastrophic thinking. Like they think the worst case, like, oh my gosh, like not only is my car going to break down, but then it's going to like blow up and I'm going to not be able to afford another car. Da, 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 da. The other thing may be that how people think about us. We often think that, you know, someone doesn't like us or that people think negative things about us. And really people don't spend that much time thinking about us. They're thinking about themselves. And then we have to figure out the weight that we're assigning to the worries. Like not everything has to have, you know, a 50-pound weight assigned to it. Sometimes it could be just a little weight. Oh, well, yeah, that's true. That could have happened or that may happen, but I'm going to move on from that. So the most effective ways to address worry is to ask yourself, can I influence this? And that's what I mentioned to you before about what's within my control. If yes, you can put that in the controllable list. Yes, I can control what I'm putting in my body. I can control what I'm eating. That's within my control. If not, it's uncontrollable. So it might be something like, I can't control what my spouse is eating. What they eat is up to them, and I'm not going to own it, although I might worry about their health. So focus your energy on what you can actually change. Some people, and Miriam, you mentioned this, like that you will not worry for days about something. You might worry about something for a short period of time and then you just let it go, right?
Yes. And actually, Hulse, my older sister, is a psychologist.
Yep.
And she's always like, since I was a teenager, I was always worried about what people thought of me. I always tried to be liked, get the best grades. I did my best, everything. I was a big worrier. My nickname in school was Fussy Pot because I worried about everything. And one thing my sister always, I did.
Fussy Pot.
Fussy Pot. That was my nickname. And then the thing my sister told me, and it's always ingrained in my head to this day, is you can control your reactions, but you cannot control the reactions of others. Other people. So if something worries you, okay, worry about it, but don't take 5 days to worry about it. Think about it for a while and control yourself, limit yourself. And it's an exercise you have to think about every day because otherwise it's like a muscle. You got to use it or you lose it.
That's right. And if you allow your brain to be constantly in that spiral, the brain is lazy. That's where it's going to go. It's going to go into that spiral where you're in the habit of worrying all the time with things you can't, that don't matter. So like Miriam just said, don't let worry hijack your entire week. Maybe set aside 10 minutes where you hold that time and you say, okay, this is my time when I'm going to focus on this, jot down what I think about it and move on. So you have to accept it, allow it, don't suppress the worry because, you know, when we push something away from us, it comes back really hard. So you have to like accept it. And then let it flow. I would say swim with the stream.
A few years ago, I was under a lot of stress. A lot of things were going on within the home. And I remember I couldn't sleep. I was walking up and down College Street at midnight. I reached out to you and you talked to me about breathing exercises. That helped in that worrying factor. And exercise, proper rest, diet, all help to it, and trying to, as we touched on today, don't focus on it 24/7, right? But I'm one of those folks that do. So, but I've learned a lot.
Yeah, and I think that's where that idea of if you can identify what you're worrying about, you know, you just said, Sean, well, I was worrying about stuff like in my family, there was a lot going on. Once you label it, then you have to visualize it, letting it go. And whether some people like to use balloons and kind of attach the worry to the balloons and just visualize them letting it go, or clouds, but you stay grounded in your breath. So focusing on the here and now, here's what I can control, here's what I can't. And then ask yourself, is this my inner critic going off that might be fueling this? And so you tell yourself, if that's it, you know, you're in over your head, you say, it's okay, I've got this.
Thank you, Dr. Julie Galthorpe. People in Mixed Nation want to track you down.
Yeah, if you're dealing with worry, anxiety, any of those things, happy to help. You can look us up at galthorpetherapist.com or Dr. Julie Galthorpe, RSW.